Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
I don't know when people are going to learn. I mean, I guess because the last time we had a story like this, this dude legit got bit by a gator. And he was fleeing from the cops, and he decided to hide at night in a body of water that looked swampy in Florida, which are big, bad no-nos. So this dude hid in a swamp again, new dude, after running from Florida a traffic stop. This happened actually just yesterday, Lake Wales, Florida. A Florida man was arrested after he fled a traffic stop, ended up in a swamp, according to Polk County Sheriff's Office. They said that John Riff, that sounds like a fake name, John Riff honestly sounds like the name of like the Patrick Swayze's deputy bodyguard in Roadhouse. Anyway, listen to the street name. He fled on foot from a traffic stop in the area of Shellcracker Drive and Catfish Road.
Shellcracker?
Where you live at? Right there up on Shellcracker and Catfish. That's where I'm at. I mean, what a crossroad right there. I would actually pay to rename my streets that. So he tried to evade authorities. He buried himself in a muddy swamp. But guess what? You cannot fool a canine. They got him. He had some drugs on his person. He did not have a valid driver's license. And also, he's already on felony probation for possession of meth. That's methed up, y'all. So, he's in trouble. I'm surprised he didn't get gobbled up by a damn gator, right? If I'm being honest. Like, I mean, you might as well just, it's like 50-50. A Florida man got charged after a sucker punch outside of the Aldi left the guy in a coma. Holy moly. Broward Sheriff's Office, they said that a Florida man is sought because he violently sucker punched a shopper and left the dude in a coma. They announced the arrest of DeAndre Johnson, 45, after publicly pleading for tips to identify him. It was in Lauderdale Lakes, and it's caught on CCTV. He's facing a charge of felony battery causing great bodily harm, permanent disability, or permanent disfigurement. And they did get a lot of tips, though. But it was like 7 p.m. at the Aldi. It captured the victim, who was with his service dog. He got into a verbal argument with Johnson inside the store. Johnson's like way bigger than this dude. Johnson then exited the store and waited for the victim outside. Right outside the doors. And then the video shows the victim walking out with the service dog, and then Johnson sucker punches him so hard, the guy falls, strikes his head real hard, like bounced on the ground like a basketball. That dude he's in a coma, and he's got permanent injuries now. And I hope the dog's okay. They said he was saying that the attack was provoked, and he claimed that the guy's service dog had attacked him, and that's not at all supported by any of the CCTV footage. So the judge set his bond at $100,000, and he looks like trouble. He looks like trouble. We don't have harsh enough penalties for stuff like this. I think you do something like that, then you should be put into a coma. And then if you're burdened on the taxpayer, you should be eliminated. It's not cruel and unusual. You know what's cruel and unusual is allowing people like this to plague free people like a virus, good and free people. You have no right to demand that they have to put up with stuff like this. These criminals thrive on the indulgence of a weak society's understanding. Anyway,
I want to plead for some prison justice in this one.
I mean, you guys know how I feel. I'm all happy to donate to the commissary for prison justice.
That's right.
Advocates. It's all I'm saying. You know, people find Jesus in prison all the time. And then I'm just saying. Also, I got another one. Hold up. This. Nope, not reading that one. Or this one. I told you about, a Florida woman threatened to blow up a high school over her daughter's boyfriend's missing lunch. Sounds weird. It's a true story. It's Brandy Covington. You knew it was a woman named Brandy. I like women named Brandys, but they are rumbly. She decided the best way to handle her daughter's boyfriend not getting his school lunch was to threaten to, quote, burn the school down and blow that blanking school up. Because that's exactly how you respond when something goes wrong in a school cafeteria. It all started when she called Rockledge High School's cafeteria mad that the daughter's boyfriend had his lunch taken away because he didn't have sufficient funds in his account. Where are the boyfriend's parents?
Yeah.
That's like, it seems like that's the boyfriend's parents' job to do. Also, if he didn't have enough money in his account, he could have maybe just, I mean, clearly he called them and told them what happened, but he could have said, can you bring me some money so I can get some lunch? Now she's like, she's dealing with, she had to post $75,000 bond. She was in Brevard County Jail. This is crazy. It is the folks over at Kel-Tec, a Florida-born, Florida-based USA family, all of that company that makes some pretty neat firearms. And in fact, they have the Peacekeepers program that they're doing. It supports people who protect the communities, military, law enforcement, church security teams, school resource officers, faith-based teams, and SROs. Usually you got small concealable pistols that they rely on, and it has a limited range. And so what they do is they provide long guns to help solve that problem. And they fold up compact for discreet carry and deploy in seconds with full rifle capability. The Peacekeepers participants also get mission-ready support. So you get extra platform testing, and you get armorer training and direct Peacekeeper pricing for budget-conscious organizations. Now, it's already active, the program, and it's equipped over 24 churches throughout the faith-based security network and every Brevard County school, a number of different schools. Rock Springs Police, they run KSG shotguns and sub 2Ks, 5.7s for SROs. Kel-Tec proudly partners with the faith-based security network, and it gives people access to all the training, all the insight, everything. If you're interested in participating in the new Peacekeepers program and getting direct pricing as well, you can fill out the contact form at keltecweapons.com/Dana. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com/Dana.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always at risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS for 30 days free. Terms apply.
Calling all new TikTok users. TikTok brings together fun, inspiration, and shopping. All in one app. And here's a special treat for you. Download TikTok, search for Get Tick, G-E-T-T-I-K, and instantly get $20 no minimum spend voucher just for joining. Search for Get Tick, G-E-T-T-I-K. Use it right away on a wide range of TikTok shop products. No limits, no catch. It's quick, it's easy, and it's all yours. Download TikTok now and claim your voucher today.
Mid-December, mid-late December. It's actually funny. It was December 18th. I remember because that's an important date to me. And what? It's Joseph Stalin's birthday. Oh. I'm a fan.
You're a fan of Stalin.
Of course, the twink is a fan.
Oh, he's an admirer. But we don't need to go into that.
Okay. Full disclosure. First off, welcome to the program. Dana Lash with you. We're at the top of this second hour. That is, I don't even want to say his full name but that's that Fuentes guy, right? He's this like weird little twink who was loathed by Charlie Kirk, by the way. And previously, most of the Turning Point staff, I should put out there. Because of stuff like this. I mean, that's just, he's trying to be such an edgelord. And it's just, it looks kind of sad, especially because he got caught in a live stream with gay porn, but whatever. I mean, you know, Hitler was apparently a twink too, so, you know. But I've known Tucker for a long time, and Tucker was very helpful when we had our big fight with our school board here during CRT, and he helped amplify that. I've done election coverage with him at Fox, you know, where we're on set for hours at a time. I've met him in person. I've, you know, I considered him, you know, not like a, I'm not best friends with him, but, you know, he's a friend, you know, we're friendly. I have texted with him, and I texted him earlier today too, because I like to be able to tell people that I know, what are you thinking? I don't want to just, you know, for clicks. I know everybody's a click whore, and that the monetization of X, which pays for engagement, has completely revolutionized political discourse to the point where we throw, like, that we go after the lowest hanging fruit and then people make bank on it. That's why you see people tweet stupid stuff. And that's why everything is very antagonistic, because antagonism makes people money. So that's why it's, and I think it's the worst mistake Elon Musk made with X personally, but, you know, it's not mine and I'm not running it. So that's just the way it is. But I had messaged Tucker earlier, like, dude, and he always responds, but I haven't heard back from him on this one. And I'm sure I will. But, you know, I always like to say something or at least talk to people privately. And I don't like to go out and, you know, blast people. For all these people out there who try to sit here and tell me no enemies to the right, unlike them, I actually know these people. I basically grew up in this industry with these people. And I think that there's a difference between attacking, disagreeing, and then also Christian discernment. I cannot imagine calling yourself a hard-hitting journalist and having someone like that guy on your program who's basically sitting here fluffing the, you know, memory of Joseph Stalin, who is an atheist, by the way, a really hardcore atheist, who literally, as part of state policy, promoted godlessness and not push back on him. Joseph Stalin, a godless atheist that killed millions of people. Having a guy sit across from you and proclaim his love of this dead, failed revolutionary who murdered people and hated God, and talk about his devout love for him and not push back. By the way, these are some of the people who say Christ is king also. And they don't say Christ is king as a way to worship Jesus. They say Christ is king as a way to blaspheme and try to beat you over the head with it. Meanwhile, they worship godless atheists like Joseph Stalin. You see what I'm saying now? This is the woke right. They practice the same identity politics as the left because they are the left. Their policies are no different from the left. I just can't imagine calling yourself a hard-hitting journalist and not pushing back on that. And he sat there, as anybody shouldn't, and just had an expression of Whiskey Tango Foxtrot come across his face. That's the moment he should have been full stop. What are you doing? What are you doing? I've known Tucker, like I said, we're not besties, and, you know, we don't have Sunday dinners and we haven't done anything. I've talked to his dad before, who's passed away. I don't recognize this person. I don't know. Like I said, I'm not there every single day, and we're not, you know, BFFs, but I don't know, maybe something, I don't know. I don't know. Just to give you another idea of the guy that was interviewed. This is audio cut 29. Listen to this one. It's, by the way, not for the faint of heart.
Whether he chooses to confront me or not, whether he has dignity and honor or not, it's just a matter of time. My ideas are already there. I've already impregnated your organization. I took Turning Point USA and I f***ed it. I took your organization. I took your baby, Turning Point USA, and I f***ed it. And I've been f***ing it. And that's why it's filled with groypers. That's why your whole crew, that's why the people around you, that's why your chapter presidents, that's why your attendees, they're all groypers. So whether you choose to confront me or not over the honor of your Turning Point USA, it's immaterial to me.
He's talking about Charlie Kirk. And remember, this is the same guy that got caught with gay porn in a live stream, by the way. He got caught with gay porn in a live stream. It came up on his screen, apparently by accident, and everybody saw it. Just want to put that out there. And the video exists, and I also have it. So I got the video of him getting, and I'll happily publish it out there. I just thought it was interesting. He's so obsessed with fornicating with an organization but can't get a real girl. Why would you platform someone like this? Why? I don't get it. I understand the people who say, well, you know, this is not cancel culture. If you think that Christian discernment is cancel culture, you need to spend more time in the Gospels and less time on X. If you think that Christian discernment is cancel culture, You need to spend more time in the Gospels and less time on X. It's not about whether or not someone has the right to speak. It's, are they worthy of mainstreaming into the movement? I mean, good grief, even Paul had to do his time after he was Saul before he was welcomed in to be one of the greatest disciples. Come on. This is what's mind-numbing. This is the stuff that's going on the right. This is happening on the right now. Charlie hated this guy. And there's tons of texts out there. I'm not going to posthumously speak for him. He speaks for himself. I'm just pointing out the texts that are online that exist. I'm pointing out the tweets from their staff that are online and already exist. Nobody needs to make up words to put in their mouths. They already spoke for themselves on these issues. Who would sit down and interview someone like this? Let's play cut 27. This might be some insight.
How do you explain Mike Huckabee, Ted Cruz, and there are a lot like that, John Bolton. I mean, I've known them all. George W. Bush, like the Karl Rove. I mean, all people I know personally who I've seen like be seized by this brain virus, and they're not Jewish. Most of them are self-described Christians. And then the Christian Zionists who are, well, Christian Zionists. Like, what is that?
Right.
And I could just say for myself, I dislike them more than anybody. You know, because like what? Because it's Christian heresy and I'm offended by that as a Christian. That's why.
So what he's talking about, how do you define Christian Zionism, Cain? Because Zionism is just the belief that Jewish people have the right to the land that they've historically lived on that's supported by thousands of years of antiquity.
Right. It's just the Christianity support of that.
Right. So what does he find heretical about this? That's what intrigues me.
I think he was making in a previous podcast the distinction between who God was speaking about when he said Israelites in the Bible, as opposed to what we now know as Israel here today. But it's simpler than that for Christians as it relates to the label of Zionism.
Right.
And I think they're taking that muddy water and they're trying to make something else out of it.
Right. So I think he had mentioned like Mike Huckabee and who else? Mark Levin. I like Mark Levin. Mark Levin has been a straight shooter for as long as I can remember. And is he saying that he finds it heretical, the belief that it is the fulfillment of like some like prophecy or a biblical prophecy,
right,
that basically foreshadows the second coming of Christ?
Yeah.
And is that what he's talking about, that what he thinks is heretical?
I think so.
I mean, I know a lot of Christians that believe that, but I feel like that's being conflated, because there's not a good enough job that is being done, in my opinion, to clearly articulate the difference between, you know, biblical doctrine and then also the belief that people, I mean, it's not up for debate. I mean, there's thousands of years of history, recorded, documented history from every single walk of life, from the Zoroastrianism, you know, Islam, you know, Christian, I mean, everywhere where these people have been in this part of the world on that land for thousands of years. That's not up for dispute unless people want to dispute all of thousands of years of recorded history from every walk of life, every color and creed. It seems like it's purposefully conflated as a way to undermine that claim. Does that make sense? Do you think that that's legitimate? Is that how you see that, Cain?
Yeah, I mean, I see that that's the attempt. Yeah.
And even if, now let's just play, you know, devil's advocate for a moment, for lack of a better phrase. Even if you believe that people who think that, even if you believe that, what does that have to do with supporting a people's right to exist in the land that has been historically theirs for thousands of years? Right? I mean, there are Christians who believe that and believe that it portends the second coming and all of that other stuff. But I really feel like that's kind of a distraction from the larger point. But it's conflated to undermine the support of people to live in the land that has been theirs for thousands of years. You know? And I don't think that... I think there's also a way, if you are a person of faith, if you're a Christian, and you don't believe that... I don't know what philosophy, theory, or perspective. I think it's unfair to lump people in, to conflate the two. But I also think it's unfair to denigrate those people, because what harm does that belief pose? Especially if you're talking about overall Jewish people living in Gaza. That's ultimately what we're talking about, are we not? We're talking about Jewish people living in Gaza. Thousands of years of antiquity that support their presence. That's what I'm looking at. And it feels like a conflation to undermine the legitimate claim of presence that the Jewish people have in that area. That's my perspective on it. So our skin changes in subtle ways over the years, especially after having kids. Maybe your hair and your nails and your skin don't seem as strong as you'd like for them to be, but there are smart ways to support them as you maneuver through the seasons of life. Bubs Naturals Collagen Peptides offer a very powerful solution to help restore health to your skin and your nails, reverse the signs of aging, and support your body from within. So starting in your 20s, your body produces less collagen every year. And collagen is the protein that holds everything together. It's like, you know, the glue for the body. So with Bubs, you can restore collagen levels to what your body had before when you were in your 20s. And that means stronger joints, healthier hair and nails, smoother skin, and faster recovery, especially after workouts. Bubs Naturals offers the cleanest, most effective collagen peptides made from grass-fed, pasture raised cattle. And the powder is tasteless, it's odorless, and it dissolves instantly in your coffee, smoothie, juice, whatever you want to put it in. And it's third-party tested, NSF certified, Whole30 approved, and free of sugars or fillers. So for a limited time, get 20% off with code Dana at BubsNaturals.com. That's BubsNaturals.com. Support the show and tell them that Dana sent you.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always at risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS, for 30 days free. Terms apply.
Calling all new TikTok users. TikTok brings together fun, inspiration, and shopping. All in one app. And here's a special treat for you. Download TikTok, search for Get Tik, G-E-T-T-I-K, and instantly get $20 no minimum spend voucher just for joining. Search for Get Tik, G-E-T-T-I-K. Use it right away on a wide range of TikTok shop products. No limits, no catch. It's quick, it's easy, and it's all yours. Download TikTok now and claim your voucher today.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
This is a question. I did not have this on my bingo card. The Pope's new astronomer says he would baptize an alien. Pope Leo's astronomer, you have an astronomer? Said he would baptize an alien into the Catholic Church. Father Richard D'Souza says, little green dudes, they would be one of God's creatures. God didn't say that he didn't make aliens, so that's why I'm not going to have, like, you know, an existential crisis if they pop into the atmosphere, by the way. But he said he's a cleric who's been appointed chief astronomer to Pope Leo at the Vatican Observatory. And he said that, yeah, he'd baptize him. Interesting. An alien. All right, so this is a total, like, Lemony Snicket series of unfortunate events here. A man's truck was flipped and then got hit by a train. And then I love all of these ads that immediately start playing. It happened near Green Mountain Racetrack. This is in Vermont. This 27-year-old man rolled his truck. It was resting on its roof right on the train tracks. This is like a horrible action movie. And then the train arrived. He was able to get out of the truck. He only had minor injuries. The southbound train was unable to be contacted and collided with the truck. So there were no injuries, and the crash is still under investigation. A shooting suspect targeted a neighbor over concerns of a horse getting too fat. Okay. A man is accused of shooting his neighbor, and it's Polk County. Actually, this could have been a Florida man, technically. It's a Houston. This was in Florida, but he's a Houston man. He's being held in Polk County jail with no bond. 39-year-old is charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. And he's also being held on aggravated assault of a family member as well, related to a Harris County in Texas case. So the victim said that the neighbor, the instigator, shot her in the arm because he was upset that she kept feeding her own horse that was kept on his property with permission. He did not want the horse to get fat. So instead of, amicably discussing it with the neighbor, he decides to shoot her in the arm. You know, this is why the Pope can't baptize an alien, because they're not going to come visit us because of this kind of stuff. Oh, look, now they're trying to do these stories again. They're trying to say ivermectin is to blame for the death of a Colorado woman. But it's not.
What do you say to those constituents who are worried about feeding their families?
Well, this is the most cruel thing that the Republicans have done since the shutdown started. 42 million people are on SNAP. That is basic food assistance. It is the most effective anti-hunger program that we have ever had.
Is it, though? If it's so effective, then why does it keep ballooning? Why are you can say that, well, Dana, that's because of its efficacy, or because all of the solutions that government has had to this issue have only made people easier in being in that situation as opposed to assisting them in getting out of it and rising above it. I mean, that's insane. I mean, you're talking about over 40 million people that are on food stamps. Welcome back to the program, Dana Lash, with you. This is I knew it was a lot. Kane, did you know that it was like over 40 million? I mean, you knew it was a lot, but when you actually see the hard data, it's like, what the?
It's crazy. That's, what is that? Like 12%+ of the entire population?
Yeah, it's like over 11% of the population. So everybody think about that for a moment. Over 11% of the population is on food stamps. Now, here's the other question that I had on this. How many of those people are in the country legally? Do we know? Or illegally, rather. How many are in the country illegally? I feel like that's a big thing, right? That's pretty huge. Well, we know that they were already getting an insane amount of government handouts. We saw that with USAID. I saw that for one of the USDA, and I was looking at this, and I wanted to run this by, because I don't believe AI. I can tell when somebody gives me an AI answer, and I cannot stand AI. Because let me just caution you real quick and come back to my point. Be very careful about using AI for stuff. Because AI, first off, you can bias AI super easy in the manner in which you ask a question. If you want it to give you a conservative answer or a progressive answer or a whatever answer, you can absolutely ask it verbatim to do that. But you can also intimate what sort of context you want your answer to come back to you as by the phrasing and the manner in which you ask it. So that's number one. Number two, AI pulls from data, includes opinions on X, if it's Grok particularly. Data includes opinions, like on social media, editorials. It combs and it kind of takes a quick assessment of everything that it sees online. Because I have done, as a test, a number of things. The only time I've actually ever really used AI was to try to dispute AI. And there were certain things that had gotten incredibly incorrect. AI has. Especially, like, for instance, with Second Amendment issues. I've been poring over crime statistics, measuring different European nations. I have a debate coming up compared to that of the United States. And because certain countries actually underreport their murders and homicide and murder are categorized and collected differently, because homicide generally as a total can also includes, not can, but it also includes justifiable homicides, which is why the homicide rate always looks way higher. And there's no differentiation of that, especially in certain nations. And for instance, England and Wales only consider, they only count their cases if the suspect involved in said case is prosecuted. Otherwise, that does not make their statistics. And that comes from actually their own police in England and in Wales. So when you're asking AI, AI does not include these nuances, and it will give you a completely wholly incorrect answer that is colorized by bias because it's pulling from bias. So it's not actually any better than basically a search engine. Maybe one day that will change, but as of right now, it's not. So you got to be very, very careful when you're looking at AI generated answers and going off that as gospel truth, because you may be perpetuating progressive bias. So I went and I was looking at this data because I didn't necessarily trust it. And I was looking at household SNAP participation rates, because they were saying that, well, when you break it down per census and you look at native born Americans and then you look at, excuse me, people who immigrated into the country, previously when you would look at SNAP rates of actual United States citizens, and this is something that would make people really mad, but actually poor whites were getting quite a bit. Followed like right behind by Black Americans in urban communities. I mean, right behind it. I mean, it's very close. And it didn't take into effect, you know, people who immigrated in the United States, etc. So what this examination did was it was looking at SNAP participants like from everywhere, not just people who were born in the United States, but people who immigrated into the United States. And the reliance is actually extraordinarily high in, now there's an asterisk here, immigrant communities. What does that mean? They're not all legal. That's the other thing that's actually not being tabulated into this. There is a significant number that are here illegally that are still receiving those benefits. And, you know, you can buy and sell benefits like that. That's all, like with DoorDash, one of the reasons I don't use DoorDash is because, and it was on their website for a while, there are screenshots before they scrubbed it. They actually don't require, they were telling people per the screenshots that are all over the internet and the website that was way back archived before it changed, that you just needed a work identification number, not necessarily a social security number. And then also people buy and sell DoorDash accounts and they allow people to rent them. So you might have like Tiffany Smith. And then it could be like, you know, Muhammad, who's like running the account. I mean, it's not necessarily Tiffany Smith. And that's, I actually started looking into that because there would be times that we would get things delivered and it would be like a female. And then it was just like a 6'2" dude who would, you know, drop off stuff at the door, who totally did not look at all like, you know, the female who owned the account. And that's actually a demonstrably proven issue that DoorDash has. So my point being, and coming back to this, is that there's a significant number of people. They said it was like 46% for Afghans, 42% for Somalis. And of course, then that gets into Minneapolis, that are receiving a significant number of, or a pretty sizable amount of taxpayer money in terms of benefits. This is insane. It's absolutely insane. It's, I mean, you're talking about thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people. The largest demo is still poor whites, but followed closely by urban black Americans. But this is forced charity. I don't even think, I mean, you could sit here and get into the numbers. I actually think that that's irrelevant. All of the percentages of what race gets what is entirely irrelevant. This whole program is stupid. This is an idiotic program. It is forced charity. It's actually not charity. It's welfare. And it has ballooned since its inception. I mean, 11 times what it was originally. It is clearly not being used as a temporary safety net. It is being used as a lifestyle. That's why you got all these videos of people screaming about losing. I mean, these are like young people that can go out and work and they're screaming about losing benefits. As I said earlier, I don't think that if you're receiving government benefits, you should not be able to vote. I don't think you should be able to vote. If you're getting government benefits, if you are receiving taxpayer-funded entitlements like SNAP, I don't think, because it's actually at a disadvantage to the hardworking taxpayer. The government is buying your vote. The government's buying your vote. And if you want to be able to vote, then you should work very, very hard to immediately get off benefits. I don't have a problem with that, Kane. I mean, some of our founders didn't think you should be able to vote unless you own property. Which I'm also not a, I'm really sympathetic to that argument. I'll put it like that. Very sympathetic to that argument. But this is wild. This is unsustainable, guys. This is entirely unsustainable. And then you have Democrats out there. Republicans want people to starve. Let me tell you something. One of the biggest costs that families have to deal with is healthcare. In addition to their day-to-day living, healthcare expenses, their health insurance, coverage and care for their children. This is a huge issue. If you want to talk about the cruelty of Republicans that are trying to save other hardworking taxpayers, by the way, these taxpayers are almost on entitlements too. They're so overburdened with high taxation. Healthcare is the healthcare costs because of Obamacare are killing people. The subsidies, the fact that you even have to have subsidies is proof that it doesn't work. It's proof that it's not fiscally sustainable. But what's more, they fought against tooth and nail making it affordable. I always hear these accusations that Republicans didn't do anything. Let me tell you something. Republicans had not one, but they had three plans. One of them was really good. And that's one that, in fact, when Rand Paul was in the Senate, he was calling out saying that that needed to be brought up. And I think he actually did the compliment to that in the Senate, if memory serves. Now, this is back in like 2010. But there were three other pieces of legislation, each one of them better than what Democrats were foisting on Americans. And what was included in this is portability, because they did not believe that people should have their insurance tied to their employer. You should be able to take it with you wherever you went. So portability. They did not believe in the restrictions and regulations that prevented insurance companies from competing across state lines, because who benefits when everyone's competing for your dollar? You do. You get lower costs, better service, better care, better plans, period. You do. You benefit. They also had really good rewrites of how insurance companies were handling pre-existing conditions, the whole nine yards. Can you imagine having portable health insurance that you could afford, that's affordable for your whole family, that you could take wherever you moved in the country, didn't matter who your employer was, you would always have it with you? Democrats said hell no, and they fought tooth and nail to make sure those bills never got out of committee. That is fact. In fact, one of the bills I broke down on my radio program live on air. That's fact. So whenever they tell you that the GOP didn't have any proposals, that's an outright lie. Now, of the three, like I said, all three were better than the Democrat proposal. Of the three, one was better than the other two. It was like a gradient, you know, like Mama and Papa Bear and Goldilocks, right? This bed's too soft. This bed's too... But They didn't want to make it affordable. So I don't want to hear these Democrats complain now about worrying of affordability for Americans when they did everything possible to break them, not only with burdensome taxation, but with the exorbitant cost of health care. Don't want to hear it.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Cheekies from Cheekies and Chill Podcast. My fur babies, ay, como me quieren. Even when I get home late or I'm too tired to play, es puro amor. And that's the kind of love I want to give right back. That's why I trust Hill's Pet Nutrition. Because you're only human, Hill Science does more. Most days my schedule is jam-packed. I'm either out all day recording new episodes of Cheekies and Chill or I'm stuck in back-to-back business meetings. And I feel super guilty knowing my babies, Ryu and Pancho, are at home waiting for me to get back. But when I'm finally home, that's when I show them how much I love them by feeding them their favorite pet food. I know I can't always be the perfect pet parent, but with Hills, I'm much closer. Because science does more. Find the right food at hillspet.com/iHeart.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
Is illegal immigration actually breaking emergency care?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Illegal immigrants are going to the ER for non-emergencies like cold and flu because they have to get treated. What was meant for true emergencies has turned into a system overwhelmed.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.